Good evening, I'm Matthew Symington, and welcome to this podcast for EamonMallee.com, where I'm joined by Paul Maskey, Sinn Féin's MP, and MLA for West Belfast. I'll be talking to Paul today on the issue of political tourism, described by some as conflict tourism, or even, to Paul's frustration, as dark tourism. Paul has been a champion of the tourism industry in his own community of West Belfast, and during a recent one-city debate alongside the CEO of the Titanic Signature Project, Tim Husbands, he called for greater investment in the industry and questioned whether visitors would continue to come to Northern Ireland to see our Titanic exhibition in the same way that tourists have consistently come to see our murals and peace walls. Paul, I'm quoting you at the one-city debate when you said, "This political and historical tourism needs to be invested in." What form of investment do you envisage for this sector?
Well, first of all, it has to be supported. It has to be supported by the Tourist Board and the likes of the councils, as well as the Belfast Visitor Convention Bureau. It's quite clear to me, who's someone who used to work in a community tourism aspect, and it's quite clear to me, who's someone who lives and works in West Belfast, to see the amount of tourists coming in every single day. There's buses, there's taxis, there's walking tours, and they are all going past our murals as well as talking to the people who have lived through the conflict as well. And there's ex-prisoners, Republican ex-prisoners, as well as Loyalist ex-prisoners who are doing tours as well. And I think that's a very positive sign for this city. So it's quite clear to any of us that political tourism has a massive part to play. Surveys with people like Belfast City Council have done over the years, when they go out and ask people what is your attractions, what they like to see, before some of them get into black taxis, 9 out of 10 people said that they wanted to see where the conflict was fought. And I think that's a very good sign for city, because it also allows everyone to show the city on how far we have come, what the past was, but where we are now, but more importantly, where we're going to in the future.
And, I mean, you said at the One City debate as well that you find it horrendous that people refer to this as dark tourism. Why is that horrendous?
Now, see, I think that's a mindset on many people within the Tourist Board, because I think the very term dark tourism allows them the excuse not to invest in this type of tourism. It has to be recognised that this tourism is massively important anywhere around the world where there was conflict. People will travel to see that, and they'll go and learn from the history of the place and also learn on how to move forward in the future. So dark tourism was a term that the Tourist Board and others would have put on this, and I think simple for the reason is that it stopped them to investing within this tourism. But I think it's a shame, because this tourism has massive, massive potential. Without the investment what has been into it, we already see thousands of people coming onto our streets every single year. If it was invested in and if it was promoted around the world and how we have moved on, and then I think it would allow additional people to come to see what we have to offer.
You know, would you accept the criticisms of some people that this is a kind of tourism which is slightly voyeuristic or cynical, because it's essentially based around a conflict, it's based around antagonism, and some people don't want to see that promoted?
Well, and everybody's entitled to their own view, of course, but I mean, I've had the pleasure to visit Berlin on a number of occasions, and while you go and take the historic sites around the city and the beautiful architecture, but I also want and went to go to see where the Berlin Wall was and where East meets West, and the attentions that brought in itself. But there's millions of people who have went and seen where the Berlin Wall was. So there's an attraction there itself. I know people who have been to Vietnam and went for this because there was a conflict there. I know people who have been to South Africa, for example, and went to Robben Island because Nelson Mandela and other political prisoners was in that jail there as well. They met with ex-prisoners, and they also met with prison wardens as well. And that's people learning from that. So with regards to your question, and I do believe, is that it is very important that this type of tourism, political tourism, historical tourism, call it what you want, it has a role to play. And whether we promote it or not, people are still going to come to see it anyway. So while I respect the rights of people who disagree with it, but I also respect the rights of people who agree with it and people who are coming here with it. So it's very important. I think if it's promoted and promoted well, and because everybody has a story to say. It'd be unfair of me if I was a tour guide talking about the Shankill Road. So it would also be unfair from somebody from a Shankill Road talking about the Falls Road. So everybody has a story to tell, and I think there can be many jobs created if organisations like the Tourist Board, Belfast Physical and Fencing Bureau, Belfast City Council lift this and promote it and do it well. And then I think that there can be many hundreds of jobs across this city that can be promoted through it.
Yeah, and I did a podcast recently with a guy called Chris Jenkins, and he made the point that, you know, there is still a lot of division in Belfast. There's still some tension. And, you know, Sinn Féin are currently, you know, engaged in what they call a process of reconciliation and trying to reach out to other communities. You know, is it possible that by, you know, creating an industry around the remnants of conflict, that you're impeding people's ability to move on? Is that a criticism you would accept?
No, I actually think it has the opposite aspect of that, because there's Cushion and Irkimi, who is a Republican ex-prisoners, who in the past and currently today do walking tours off West Belfast. But there's been universities across the world and tourists across the world who have come in to this particular part of the city. And EPIC is a loyalist ex-prisoners group as well. And I have met with both organisations on many occasions. And when some AM tours were arranged, you had the Republican ex-prisoner doing a walk off the Falls in West Belfast area. But they were handing over the AM tourists to a loyalist ex-prisoner to take them into the Shankill. Now, the very fact is that them two tour guides, who were two ex-prisoners, were talking, were dealing day on daily basis with each other, and were getting a living out of this as well. I think the message from that alone proves to the world and the rest of us is that you have two former antagonists, for example, who are now working very closely together to bring tourists into this city and to do that walking tour, who are meeting on what we call is a so-called peace line and handing over. And I think that is absolutely massive, because I know for a fact that there's been Republican prisoners, ex-prisoners on the Shankill Road talking to some of these groups as well. And I know that there's been loyalist ex-prisoners on the Falls Road talking to some of the tourists as well. That is a powerful image. Mm-hmm. But I think that's an image that we have to get out there and really highlight and promote. Without that image, and then I don't think we have much. But the very fact is that we have came from a conflict, and people have their views, and everybody has their views, and so everybody has their say. But the very fact is that you have two opposing sides talking to the tourists, meeting with the tourists, and showing them their own areas and their own communities, but also talking about the future and how this place has moved on. I think that has to be invested in. I think that has to be harvested even further than what it is, because that shows the world how much we have came.
And you make this point frequently about if it's done well. Presumably what you're saying is if we can do it without antagonising things is further. How do you envisage that taking place? How do you promote murals or pieces of art, for example, which were created during a time of conflict and not retain the sort of emotional force and the bitterness that was also associated with those things?
Well, I know some of the tour guides, for example, who are working on it on a day and daily basis, they have a script and they'd have to adhere to that script. And it's unfortunate that some of the buses that come in through areas, they're not regulated and they can tell whatever story they want. But I know some of the ex-prisoners group who are leading the way on political tourism have got scripts and they stick to them scripts. And I think that's a good sign, because they're not going off message. I suppose some of the issues that occur is that you can have people, and I've seen there's buses comes into the Falls Road every single day of the week with tourists and some of the blue bods, tour guides, who are earning a living as well. But they can tell whatever story they want about the people of Falls Road. That may be the right story. They may have done a bit of research, but the fact is that the people who have lived in these areas are the professionals about telling that story. The people who live in the Shankill Road are the professionals and should be the professionals telling that story. It's not up to outsiders to come in to make their money and go away without anybody spending any money in these areas. These are working class areas. So the more people you have telling the story who were, I suppose, lived through the conflict, who maybe fought in the conflict, telling that story, then more money is going to stay in these areas, which will help create employment, which will also help generate these working class areas. Some of these areas are some of the most depraved areas what we have in society. And if that particular tourism political tourism is supported and launched by organisations like the Tourist Board, it'll do a number of things, but one of the main things I think would help regenerate communities, I guess, by creating employment opportunities and getting a greater visitor spend in areas like the Falls and Shankill Road.
So with greater investment in this industry, you also foresee greater regulation?
Well, through any tourism, there has to be regulation. Also, people, to some degree, have a freedom to say what they want, but only if they're talking about their own community because they've lived through it. So, I mean, I think that's the importance of it, is that if you've lived in an area, in a community, and then you have every right to tell that story, no matter where it's a Falls or where it's Shankill. But where I do have problems with, there's some tour guides, for example, could be coming from Hillsborough, who maybe until after the peace process and after the ceasefires, maybe have never set foot in areas like West Belfast or Shankill, but they're telling that story. And that's the problem I have, because who do they clear their script by? They never lived here. They never worked here, and they never dealt with the people here. So that is the issue for me, but yet they're the people who will be making a good wage by the end of the week. They could be telling a story, and who knows what that story is, because I certainly haven't heard it. And they haven't came to anybody in West Belfast or the Shankill to ask them, could you clear that script to see if that's factual? So, I mean, that's the problem I have.
I just want to ask you finally, Paul, is there any specific area of the city or specific part of this sector that you really, you know, one particular example that you really think could benefit right now from an investment boost?
With regards to the political tourism?
Yeah.
Well, the big thing, you look at what we call in West Belfast and Divis Street is the International Wall, and there's thousands of people who go past that every single week. But the initial investment that has to happen is a buy-in. And what I mean by buy-in is recognition from organisations like the Tourist Board and Belfast Visitor Convention Bureau. And they should start to promote that, because you have some of the groups already in the West and Shankill who have delivered tours in the past and who are delivering now and will continue to deliver that. But that could be much more boosted if there was the very fact that it was buy-in from the Tourist Board. If they were promoting it, as giving it as an equal shot as anywhere else. Because I did say in the One City Conference, the Titanic Signature Project, the building, is absolutely first class. But when you go and done that for one day, or do that for one day, what do you do the next day in Belfast? You have something else to do. So, but the majority of people who will come in to visit the Titanic building will also want to go out and see the rest of Belfast. The longer we can keep them, and I'm being selfish about this, the longer we can keep them in Belfast, then the more money's going to be spent in Belfast. So if that was promoted, then the next day they come to areas like West Belfast and Shankill, or East Belfast, parts of South Belfast as well. Let's do it. Let's get that buy-in, but it has to be supported, and there has to be an equal opportunity for people who are working and who are currently trying to deliver political tourism. So far, the suppose the statutory organisations to deliver tourism have failed in that respect. I hope that they will, in the very near future, start to look at this in a very positive manner. After that conference, I was speaking to individuals in the Tourist Board, and they're saying, well, let's meet again to look at this. I've been meeting with them for the last number of years in this, but I hope it's time that they step up to the mark to help promote this political tourism.
And presumably, you imagine some mechanism whereby investment is spread equally, and that, you know, that they can't be used as a tool to promote one particular narrative or the other particular narrative.
Of course, no, it has to be on an equal basis. I mean, there's no point, and the point I'm saying earlier, there's no point in one side. There's no point, for example, in a Republican telling the loyalist side, because that is unfair, vice versa. So it has to be supported equally. And by that, if there's a Republican ex-prisoners group which is currently delivering tours, and if there's a loyalist ex-prisoners group who are currently delivering tours, and then I think that's the way to go. They need to be supported. They need to be worked with. But the very important first steps from organisations such as the Tourist Board, they need to go and meet these groups, find out exactly what it is they're doing and how they can assist them to bring more people into the city. Because, again, if people are attracted to a city simply because of political tourism or where the conflict was fought, and then the next day they may go to the Titanic building as well, which could support that also. So it's about, it swings around and roundabouts. The importance of political tourism for this city and beyond is, in my view, is a must-see attraction. The Titanic building is similar, but they can work on each other and support each other by drawing people into the city. People will visit the Titanic, they will come and do a tour the next day. And I think that's what it's all about. It's about working with each other, supporting each other, and growing this city together.
Okay, well, I think we finally will leave it there. Paul Maskey, thank you very much.